the machlokas, the famous machlokas between the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon, the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon on one side versus Rabbeinu Tam on the other side, determining when exactly night begins in halacha, when Bein Hashmashos is. There are a couple of things that everybody agrees upon. Move my light here for a second. Okay, there are a couple of things that everybody agrees upon. Everyone agrees that Laila seemingly is when Seisa Kochavim occurs, when the stars come out. What does that mean, stars? Which stars and how to determine stars? That might be a little bit of a debate, but everyone agrees that it's the emergence of the stars. Now, obviously, we realize the stars don't come out. The stars are always there, but it's a question of measuring a certain amount of darkness. As soon as there's enough darkness that you're able to see the stars, so that's when we will officially have Laila in Halacha. The Gemara, so that everyone agrees upon. Seis Kochavim, dark enough to see the stars, that's Laila. Point number two everyone agrees upon is that there's something called Bein Hashmashos. There's some in-between period between night and day, which is a suffix, hard to determine when's night and when's day. And this period of Bein Hashmashos, we're told, is 3/4 of a mil. Assuming a mil is 18 minutes, that means that 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So there's going to be a 13 and a half minute period of Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, which would mean that if we're talking about Shabbos, so depending on whether we're talking about beginning Shabbos or ending Shabbos, we're going to need to be Machmir. We can't take the Suffolk period. It's a Diaraisa. We can't take the Suffolk period and go Lakula. Okay, that's point number two. Everyone agrees on those points. The question is really when Bein Hashmashos begins, and then by extension, when nighttime is. The standard view, and this is based on the Gemara, this is just really taking the Gemara in Shabbos at face value, and this is just a review of what we spoke about last week. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled says that Eizehu Bein Hashmashos, when does Bein Hashmashos begin? It begins Mishetishka Achama. It begins when the sun sets. We're going to assume that word, Mishatishka Achama, we're going to assume that word literally when the sun sets. I'm just giving everyone the ability to comment. I think you should be able to get off of mute if you have a question, if you have a comment. So I welcome everyone to please join us if you have any comments. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, when is Bein Hashmashos? Mishatishka Achama, which the Gaonim, the Gra, say means when the sun sets. So according to that, it's pretty simple. Bein Hashmashos begins when the sun sets. At that point, you have 13 and a half minutes of Bein Hashmashos time period, Safek, and then it's night. And then we would assume that there'd be three stars in the sky, and it would be night. That is how the Gaonim read the Gemara. Now, there is a problem because there's another Gemara, that's the Gemara in Psachim, and the Gemara in Psachim says that from Shkia until Tseis is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So the Gaonim and the Gra say that Gemara, we're going to sort of shelve that Gemara, we're going to put that Gemara on the side. The Iker Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos that says that from Shkia, from sunset, is when Bein Hashmashos begins, 13 and a half minutes later is nighttime. What about the Gemara in Psachim that says 4 mil, 72 minutes? That's just teaching us astronomy. That's when it's so dark that you can see all the stars. Now, I sent you, yes, last week, you see that that's not even true. It still gets darker after that. There are many different time periods we saw. There's nautical night, which is when the sailors would be able to see the stars and be able to navigate using the stars. There's astronomical night. Astronomical night is when it's literally as dark as it's ever going to get. And the reason I sent you all of those different time periods was in order for you to be able to see that even the Zmanim that we're talking about, it's a little nebulous being able to really pin down when exactly is night, because stars continue to come out. It could take many hours until it's absolutely pitch black. So that is the view of the Gaonim. The Rabbeinu Tam, as we pointed out, Rabbeinu Tam has a different perspective. Rabbeinu Tam says, you picked the wrong Gemara. You picked the Gemara in Shabbos and told me the Gemara in Pesachim not to pay so much attention to. I picked the Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim tells us night doesn't happen until 72 minutes. And he's got an argument because the Gemara there tells you very explicitly from Shkia until Tseis is 72 minutes. So Rabbeinu Tam says there's nothing to argue about. Night is 72 minutes after sunset. What about that Gemara in Shabbos that says that Shkia, that Ben HaShmashos begins Misha Teshka Achama? So Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, it didn't say from Shkia Sachama. It says Misha Tishka Achama. It's a different term. And Rabbeinu Tam says that is a much earlier period. When the sun sets, that is what we are going to call Shkia Sachama. But that's not when Ben HaShmashos begins. Ben HaShmashos begins 58 and a half minutes later. That's the period that we're going to call Misha Teshka Achama. That's different than Shkia. Shkia is when the ball of the sun goes down. Misha Tishka Achama means when the light begins to disappear from the sun, when the light is gone. Then we count 13 and a half minutes, and then is night. So, leaving all of the equations on the side, I sent you a chart. What we need to know going forward in Halacha Lamaisa, this is what we need to know. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the sun sets, it is still day, al pi halacha, for 58 and a half minutes. At that point, is Ben HaShmashos for 13 and a half minutes, and then is night. According to the Gaonim, when the sun sets, it's Ben HaShmashos. 13 and a half minutes later is nighttime. That is the big machlokas between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get to Lasuke Shmaita Liba de Hilchasa. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Gaonim or do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? And as you can imagine, this is a huge nafkamina every single Shabbos. Now, no one's going to say Shabbos ends 13 and a half minutes after Shkia because we assume 13 and a half minutes is going to be only on one day of the year or maybe 2 days of the year. And we have to take elevation into account. We have to take other factors into account. So no one's going to end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes. But many of you know Shabbos, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, usually gets out 36 minutes after Shkia. And if you wait for Rabbeinu Tam, that's 72 minutes. That's a whole nother half an hour. And if Shabbos is not enough of a nafkamina, how about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you have to wait. Everyone tries to, you know, everyone gets annoyed at the chazan if he's, you know, sings that last Kaddish, you know, come on, Yom Kippur's already over. We want to go home and eat. You have to wait an extra 30, 40 minutes until you can eat according to Rabbeinu Tam. So we need to figure out how we paskin. So here, let's open up our Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurahs. Take a look at Reish Samach Beis. Reish Samach Aleph. That's our Simon. Reish Samach Beis, as I said originally. Reish Samach Aleph is the one we did last time. Reish Samach Beis says, here we go. Reish Samach Aleph. Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. So if you take a look in Reish Samach Aleph 261 Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch like this: Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lahosif Michol Al Hakodesh. Some people hold that there's a din called Tosefa Shabbos. What do you mean? Doesn't everyone hold this Tosefa Shabbos? No, it's actually a machlokas. The Rambam does not learn a din Pashtus. The Rambam does not hold a din of Tosefa Shabbos. There is a din d'oraisa of Tosefes by Yom Kippurim. The question is, do we add, right? Everyone realizes when you go to shul on Erev Yom Kippur that it's still very light out. We all start Yom Kippur very early. But Shabbos is a machlokas. The Rambam Pashtus does not learn that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. But Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, that there is a din of L'hosif Michol Al HaKodesh. So when do you do Tosefes Shabbos? Look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Uzman Tosefes Zeh. You know when you do Tosefes Shabbos? At Shkia. She'ena, and in case you don't know what Shkia is, because you're learned and you know that there's a big machlokas, She'ena shemesh nires al haaretz, when you can no longer see the sun, that's what Shkia means. Until when? Until the time of Ben HaShmashos. So from the time the sun sets until Ben HaShmashos, that's when you do Tosefa Shabbos. That's when you add on to Shabbos. V'hazman hazeh, and this period,
is shalosh milim urevia. It's 3 mil and a fourth. 58.5 minutes. Rotzalasos kulo tosefa Shabbos. Also, if you want to do the entire thing tosefa Shabbos, you can. Rotzalasos mimenu mixas. If you only want to do a little bit, only do a little bit. Uvilvad shi Yosef ezu zman. As long as you add something. Shevada yom michol al hakodesh. Something that's definitely day from chol, from the mundane onto kodesh. And in case you want to know how long ben shmashos is, that's shlosha rivei mil. That's 3/4 of a mil. Which is the time it takes to walk elef the chamesh meos amos, 1,500 amos, kodem halayla. That's before, that's ben hashmashos, that time period, 3/4 of a mil before night. What do you see very clearly in this Shulchan Aruch? You know, we're gonna reject here a couple of preconceived notions. Everyone thinks Rabbeinu Tam, oh, that's that machmir shita that you know, some people hold for Shabbos. What is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Explicitly right here. He paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Is that clear that he's paskining like Rabbeinu Tam? He says, if you want to add on to Shabbos, you know when you do that? From Shkia, whoa. The Gra and the Gonim are saying, whoa, Shkia, that's already Shabbos. Shkia, when Shkia happens, that's Ben HaShmashos. Shkia, you then have Ben HaShmashos, and then it's night. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You know when we start Tosefa Shabbos? You could start at Shkia if you want. The truth is you have 58.5 minutes to do Tosefa Shabbos. You want to do the whole thing? You can. And he makes it very clear. He says, as long as you're taking a period, which is Vadayom, so the Shulchan Aruch is learning that for 58.5 minutes after Shkia is Vadayom. Okay. In case we're not 100% convinced, you take a look in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Chaf, and he tells you, who Das Rabbeinu Tam? This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And you should be comfortable learning through Sifkat and Chaf, and as we'll see in a minute, Chaf Gimel, because the Mishneh Berurah, it's all the stuff that we've been speaking about. Okay, that's what the Mishneh Berurah writes in Sif Chaf. If you flip to Chaf Gimel on the next page, he tells you, Hinei, HaShulchan Aruch, Hizkir B'Sif Zeh Das Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch here is Mekel. He mentions Rabbeinu Tam. I'm throwing in the word Mekel. But why is he Mekel? Because you're starting Shabbos 58.5 minutes after Shkia. Right? Everyone's always rushing. What time is Shkia? What time is Shkia? Aval harbe rishonim sfir luhu v'gam hagra debein hashmashos matchil tekef achar tchilas hashkia. He says the Mishneh Berurah, you should be aware that the Gra and many others hold that bein hashmashos begins immediately after shkia. Hainu mishosh achama nitkaseme neinu, as soon as the sun is out of sight. And then it's nimshach for shlosh revim mil, for 3/4 of a mil. And then after that is laila minatora l'chol davar. Ulefize yesh li zoyer ma'od shelo lasos malacha achar shachama nitkase me'inenu afilu for a mitzvah like hadlakas neiros. So says the Mishneh Berurah, I know the Shulchan Aruch just paskin like Rabbeinu Tam Lekula. I'm telling you, the Gra and the Gaonim and many others did not hold like that Kula. And therefore, I'm telling you, you should not rely on that. You should consider Shkia to be the beginning of Shabbos. That's the view of the Gaonim, it's the view of the Gra, and that's what you should be following. Okay. He also tells you, don't wait till the last second. The best thing is try to be makdim 30 minutes before, some period of time before Shkia. So you see the Mishneh Berurah here is being very machmir if you're a Shulchan Aruch Jew. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbos starts 58.5 minutes after Shkia. Mishneh Berurah says, you should be machmir for Shkia, and you know what's best? Half hour before Shkia. Okay. So what do we hold Lamaisa? That's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to say. So let's first talk about Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll talk about Europe and the United States. So in Eretz Yisrael, if you walk outside, so you realize right away that both shitas are very hard to justify in Metzius. Let's start with Rabbeinu Tam. If you go outside, half hour, 35 minutes after Shkia, it's pitch blackout. So the idea that you're going to continue to do malacha 35, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes after Shkia on Friday and say, listen, I hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So that seems ridiculous because it's pitch black out. The sky is filled with stars. So it's going to be very hard to be Matir Malacha. Now, what about Motzei Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos, if you go out 40 minutes after, there's plenty of stars in the sky already. Remember, everyone holds like the Gemara that says that night comes with three stars. So what's Rabbeinu Tam tell me? I have to wait till 72 minutes. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam was right in France. But here in Eretz Yisrael, it seems hard to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. On the other hand, the Gaonim is equally challenging. If you go outside 13 and a half minutes after sunset, it's very bright out. So you know what? On Erev Shabbos, it's one thing. But on Motzei Shabbos, you're going to start doing Malacha 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. It's very light outside. There's no stars. You won't see any stars. If you see a star, it's really just a planet that you think is a star. So there's no stars at that point. So how do we paskin? So fascinating. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the custom was always to go like the Gaonim and the Gro. To paskin like the Gaonim and the Gro. Which means, first of all, in terms of starting Shabbos, Shabbos begins at sunset. And that means if you want to do Tosefes, you're going to need to do Tosefes before Shkia. Not like the Shulchan Aruch says. This was accepted by the Sfardim as well, who usually go with the Shulchan Aruch. And if you take a look on your source sheet, I don't know how many of you have it, but in source number 5, by the way, the notes that I send out, I put in brackets or in parentheses a number. That number corresponds to the source sheet. So you can always look at the source sheet to look at things inside. So this is the Shut Shamash Umagein, Shemesh Umagein. That was Rav Mashash, who was the Rav Shalom Mashash, who was the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim. And he writes that he thinks that, you have to realize the Shulchan Aruch was written in Eretz Yisrael. Right? It was written in Tzfat. Beis Yosef lived in Tzfat. So he says that in Eretz Yisrael, they never accepted this psak of the Shulchan Aruch regarding paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. They always went with the Gra and the Gaonim, and that was the minog before the Shulchan Aruch was written. And even after the Shulchan Aruch was written, nobody wanted to change to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone stuck with the Shita of the Gaonim. And that has always been the minog in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to say that Rabbeinu Tam Shita was based on Europe and they were so far north and therefore times were different. But the Pesach in Eretz Yisrael has always been to start Shabbos at Shkia, like the Gaonim. And again, to do Tosefes means you need to do Tosefes Shabbos then before Shkia. Now, we don't light candles, though, at Shkia. When do we light candles? So here there's a bunch of different practices. Some people know of the 18 minutes. Where does the 18 minutes come from? So the 18 minutes is fascinating. It comes from trying to be, oh, Baruch Yosef, I see, asked a question. Go ahead, Baruch Yosef. Let's hear you. Where are you?
I'm asking that if we're saying that the minute was always like the Gaonim, why was the Shulchan Aruch who lived in Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't he paskin like Rabbeinu Tam?
Why did he? Right. Excellent question. So in the Beis Yosef, he goes through, and the Be'er Halacha also does some of the work for us. Many Rishonim accepted Rabbeinu Tam. We know that the Beis Yosef likes to collect shitas. And when he's looking through a machlokas, he collects. This one says like this. So the Ramban said like Rabbeinu Tam. Some argue it's a big machlokas, but the Rambam held like. Some argue that he held like the Gaonim. Some held like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shulchan Aruch sometimes went against the accepted psak in Eretz Yisrael. He was writing his own sefer. But sometimes what he said was accepted. Sometimes it wasn't accepted. So there are, you know, Rabbeinu Tam is not the only opinion. Many of the Balei Tosfos followed Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting. One of his Talmidim that we're about to quote did not follow him. But many of his Talmidim did follow him, and the Ramban, and the Ran. So there were some pretty heavy hitters that were following the view of Rabbeinu Tam. So now it's interesting. You would think, okay, so take Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, but to go l'kula like Rabbeinu Tam, because this ends up being a very big kula. You will see in some times, I see Rav David has a question. Take a question in a second. I remember being at the Siyam HaShas in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, not this past time, the one before that. So I guess 8 and a half years ago. And I remember a Hasidish guy came over to me and asked me if I want to make a minion. So I said, yeah, great. I'll won't have to worry about Ma'ariv later. So I waited around for him for like 10 minutes until he got people together. It was pitch black out. And all of a sudden, Asher Yoshevei Beisech, Od Yiluchas. So I turned to him. I said, what are you doing? I said, I davened mincha like 4 hours ago. You didn't tell me we were making a mincha minyan. And he's like, what do you mean, Rabbeinu Tam? So he davened mincha. It was 45 minutes. It was pitch black outside already. So very few places. I do think that there are some Satmar Hasidim that still do malacha after Shkia all the way until the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe writes vehemently against it in his Igros Moshe. Vehemently against people who don't bring in Shabbos until the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. But there are people that that do that for Shabbos as well. You know, you want to argue that for Mincha, okay, but for Shabbos, you know, it's an Isser Kares, it's a Tzchila, it's a serious thing. Not that Mincha is not serious, but it wasn't accepted. Rav David, I saw you had a question.
You said before that on Erev Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was not to go like Rav Yankam.
Right.
Right? Like the minhag Gagayinim. How about Matzah Shabbos? Is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, or it's just Tam? Because it seems like you can't even get a minion for a Beinu Tam Matzah Shabbos.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. Excellent. We're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to see that there's going to be a little bit of a dispute about that. So let's talk about Hadlokas Nevers. When do we light candles? So everyone knows the 18 minutes, right? That's when you take your shower. So what's the 18 minutes? So the 18 minutes comes from the following cheshbon. Since we're talking about Shabbos, and it's a dioraisa, and it's a very serious dioraisa, so they make the following, there's two chumras that we're being machmir for with the 18 minutes. Number one, there's a machlokas if a mil is 18 minutes or 24 minutes. I keep saying 18 minutes, but it's a machlokas. Some say 24. So three-fourths of 24 is 18. Okay, so that means that Bein HaShemashos, instead of being 13 and a half minutes, it's 18 minutes. So already that's why no one's going to end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes. Even if you hold like the Gra and the Gaonim, you're going to take the more machmir interpretation of the Gra and the Gaonim and at least wait 18 minutes after Shabbos to end Shabbos. No one's going to learn that Bein HaShemashos is going to be 13 and a half minutes. That's how we get 18. Okay, but how do we get 18 minutes before Shkia? So this is fascinating. There was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. His name was Rabbi Eliezer of Metz. Metz is a city in Germany. It's also a city in France, right? Is there also France, Avi? Is there also a city in Metz in France? Yes, okay. So Rabbi Eliezer of Metz was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and he wrote a sefer called the Sefer Yoreim. Here he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he has a unique shita, Das Yochid. He learns that Bein HaShemashos begins this period of three-fourths of a mil, which we're saying is either 13 and a half minutes or 18 minutes, it begins before Shkia. He holds that Shkia is night, and that Bein HaShemashos starts three-fourths of a mil before Shkia. Now, no one else holds like that. But since we're talking about Shabbos, and we're talking about very serious Isser, so therefore, we're also machmir for the Shita of the Yoreim. So we're machmir for the Shita of the Yoreim, and we also use the more machmir version of a mil, 24 minutes instead of 18. And that means that three-fourths of a mil before Shkia is 18 minutes. That's where the 18 minutes comes from. Now, we all know that at 18 minutes, that's just when we encourage people to start Shabbos. People still sometimes, once in a while, people sometimes go into the 18 minutes. So that's because really, we hold Shabbos starts at Shkia. But al tzara chumra, we bring it up 18 minutes to be choshish for the Shitas Yoreim, using the mathematical equation of 24 minutes instead of 18 minutes. That's 18 minutes. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, and many communities here in Eretz Yisrael, not Yerushalayim, but many other communities, start 20 minutes. Where does 20 minutes come from? So you think, oh, they rounded up. 18 is, nope, there's a cheshbon for 20 minutes. So in the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should do 20 minutes, not 18, because 2 minutes for Tosefa Shabbos. Now, if you think about it, really the whole 18 minutes is Tosefa Shabbos, because it's just a chumrah for the Urayim. But he says, listen, let's say the Urayim's right, and let's say the opinion of 24 minutes instead of 18 minutes is right. So then really, Shabbos starts 18 minutes before. How do you do Tosefa Shabbos? So add 2 minutes for Tosefa Shabbos. That's where 20 minutes comes from. Those of you who live in Yerushalayim, or those of you who live in Beit Shemesh, but think you live in Yerushalayim, so you light candles 40 minutes before. Why in Beit Shemesh and in Yerushalayim do we do 40 minutes before? You should know the reason why in Beit Shemesh everyone says the calendars all say 40 minutes before is because before Beit Shemesh was, you know, on the map as a major, you know, center of Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, when it was a small little town, so it was looked at as a suburb of Yerushalayim. It was started as an outgrowth, a suburb of Yerushalayim. So all the communities here, everybody looked to Yerushalayim, so they did 40 minutes like Yerushalayim. Now, Beit Shemesh is a big city with lots of Rabbonim and Kehilos, so we all think it's funny, you know, why are we any different than any of the other towns around here, Modin and Mevaseret, but that's how it started. So where does the 40 minutes come from? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, it's a very old minhag in Yerushalayim, and he writes, the reason we do 40 minutes is because that gives time for everyone to actually go to shul, daven mincha, and be finished with mincha before shkia. And we all know that when you light candles 20 minutes before, there's a rule. The man doesn't leave the house until the candles are lit. There's a million things to do. So you have to wait for the candles to be lit. So if you light candles 18 minutes, 20 minutes before, and then you leave, and then you get to shul, and then you start mincha, you end up doing half of Chazaras HaShatz after shkia. So therefore, in order to start everything, I remember when I first moved to Yerushalayim, it was such a different experience. Because in America, you know, you light 18 minutes before, and then you're rushing out, like your tie is half tied, you're rushing trying to get to shul, you end up missing mincha anyway, you daven in the hallway. That's the minhag in America for mincha on Erev Shabbos. But in Eretz Yisrael, you light candles, you know, everyone's relaxing on the couch, you look at the clock, and there's still 15 minutes until mincha. And you get to mincha, nobody's rushing, everyone's taking their time because there's a long time until Shabbos begins. So that is the Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos starts at Shkia, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes. Now you understand why the different shittas about lighting before. That's the view, and that's because here in Eretz Yisrael we go like the Gaonim. What about the end of Shabbos, like Rav David asked? So if we really want to rely, good question. So Shabsi asked, Shalom Shabsi, it's nice to see you digitally. So Shabsi asked, why only in Yerushalayim do they do 40 minutes? It's such a good svara. I hear. But, you know, there's also a payoff. It means you have to be ready 40 minutes before Shabbos, which is beautiful if you really want to be mechavid Shabbos. But it's hard with the family and everything. You know, it's hard to be ready. So that was the minhag they started. I actually heard from Dr. William Gewurz, who I always refer to him as the real Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz. Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz from the Five Towns. So his father-in-law is a gentleman named William Gewurz, and he's a mathematician, and he worked, I think, for IBM for many, many years. He's retired now, and he's obsessed with Zmanim, loves Zmanim. And so I asked him about the 40 minutes, because he's a real expert in Zmanim. He's written lots of articles about it. If you Google William Gewurz, he's got fascinating articles about that and about Trump. Anyway, so he had a whole cheshbon that 40 minutes is also, if you want to be Makabel Shabbos early, but never accidentally do it before Plag, we're going to do the sugya in another 2 weeks or so about early Shabbos, accepting Shabbos really early. You're not allowed to accept Shabbos before Plag. So 40 minutes was the earliest time that they can, if they wanted to maximize Tosefa Shabbos, but pick a time that would be consistent throughout the year that would never end up landing before Plag, it was 40 minutes. So, but anyway, that's in terms of the beginning of Shabbos. How about the end of Shabbos? So if we want to go with the Gaonim, because we said in Eretz Yisrael, we go with the Gaonim. So it requires two things. First of all, we have to adjust the 13 and a half minutes. Or we said we're not going to do 13 and a half minutes. We're going to do 18 minutes, because what if a meal is really 24 minutes and it's Shabbos? So it's very chomer. So we're going to assume 3/4 is 18 minutes. Now, we also said that that's only for, I don't remember if it's the solstice, the equinox, that's only for one time of the year. That's, we have to make an adjustment throughout the year. The Gra said already that time period that's given there in the Gemara is only talking about, you know, on a perfect day. Therefore, we're going to need to adjust. We also need to adjust for altitude. Now, altitude means not only, it means your own altitude, because a lot of this has to do with when you can see the sun. So there are other equations we have to make. In addition to that, we also need to do the three medium stars. We don't know exactly when three medium stars are. So everyone pushes the Zman a little bit. That's why I'm a little bit of a stickler for this. Not a stickler, but it bothers me sometimes that a lot of the shuls in my neighborhood, everyone is super machmir about not starting Maariv before half an hour before, you know, since Shkia's passed. And whenever I'm in the minyan, I always say, you know, 18 minutes is enough. If we're already at 20 minutes, we can start Maariv. For Maariv, 20 minutes is fine. We hold like the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael, and we really can maybe even hold 13 and a half minutes because we're talking about Maariv. We're not Kriya Shema. We're not talking about Shabbos. But okay, we already waited 18 minutes. Now it's 20 minutes. We can start Maariv after 20 minutes. But everyone here likes to wait 30 minutes, 35 minutes. So everyone pushes it a little bit. What are the minhagim? The minhagim are as follows in Eretz Yisrael. The Luach of Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tukachinsky, which everybody seems to use, always has it between 32 minutes and 43 minutes, depending on the time of the year. And this is because I believe they're waiting until the sun is 8 degrees below the horizon. 8 degrees below the horizon, they want to have a standard of amount of darkness. And depending on the time of year, that's anywhere between 32 and 43 minutes. I usually find that on the calendars that are printed and that are announced on the radio, it's usually around 36 minutes. But that's Rav Tukachinsky. And that's really holding like the Gaonim, 18 minutes. But taking in all different cheshbonos, you know, how high you are, and if you're on a mountain, so it's going to be a little bit earlier, it's going to be a little bit later, if you're in a valley. So to cover the bases, they ended up picking 32 to 43 minutes. And that's what most people hold here in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish, it's brought down Orchos Rabbeinu, which is Hagos of the Chazon Ish. It's brought down that the Chazon Ish said that he's convinced that 30 minutes after Shkia is night in Eretz Yisrael, 30 minutes after Shkia, but he used to wait on Motzei Shabbos 45 minutes, 50 minutes because of Tosefes Shabbos. Svardim, it's brought down in the Yalkut Yosef that Rav Avadya said, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we have to go based on Rabbeinu Tam, and we're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam for the end of Shabbos. We're not going to take his kula for the beginning of Shabbos. We'll go with the Minhag Eretz Yisrael like the Gaonim for the beginning of Shabbos, but chas v'shalom that we should end Shabbos early against the Shulchan Aruch. So the Sfardim are machmir on this issue and they wait until Rabbeinu Tam. Now I know many Rabbonim and Poskim that are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, but they're quasi-machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, meaning they'll daven Maariv before Rabbeinu Tam. They'll even say Havdalah before Rabbeinu Tam, someone else will light the candle. They just won't do Malacha until 72 minutes, until Rabbeinu Tam. But again, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, we start Shabbos the time of the Gaonim, we end Shabbos time of the Gaonim with some adjustments, with some chumras thrown in. What about in the United States and in Europe? So in Europe, everybody went with Rabbeinu Tam. That was the minog in Europe. Everybody went with Rabbeinu Tam. The Chassam Sofer writes about how they used to do brisin after Shkia when it was dark out. Bris has to be done during the day. You can't do a bris at night. They did brisin. Everybody was machmir. Now, I sent you last time, I don't know if you have it on the source sheet in front of you, you have to realize most of the communities that we're familiar with in Europe are extremely north. We don't realize that because we look at maps flat. And we think that we don't look at globes, we look at maps. So we think, you know, New York, and then you just go across a little bit and you're in France and Germany, and you go across a little bit and you're in Israel. It's not true. The communities, especially the communities in Eastern Europe, where the Jews were in the past 200-300 years, are extremely north. Communities, Lithuania, next time you get a chance, look on the latitude, I think it is, of Lithuania. You'll see that if you follow the latitude line across, it brings you into like, you know, northern Canada, for those of you in the United States, you know, really deep, deep into the, you know, that's like, you know, almost in Greenland. You know, that's how north you are. The only reason, England is very, very north. The only reason these places are semi-livable is because of the Gulf Stream heats them up a little bit. But they're very, very north. And I was looking in Radin, where the Chofetz Chaim lived, the other night. It took until like 12:45 at night to reach the darkness that we here in Eretz Yisrael reach at like 9:30 at night. Okay, it's hours. Between Shkia and full darkness here in Eretz Yisrael is like an hour and a half to full darkness. In Belarus, where Radin is now, it wasn't Lithuania, now it's in Belarus, it takes like 3.5 hours between sunset and astronomical nighttime. So they're, you have to realize they're up in the north and the earth starts to curve at that point. So what's the minhag? So in Europe, everybody held like Rabbeinu Tam, but everyone did it l'chumra. So, and this is what Rav Moshe writes for America. Rav Moshe writes that for the start of Shabbos, we're going to be machmir for the Gra and the Gaonim, and you should light 20 minutes before Shkia, And that was the minhag in Eretz in America, and that was the minhag in many communities in Europe as well, that they started at Shkia, like the Gaonim, to be Machmir. There are communities still in Europe, and as I said, Satmar Hasidim in America, who paskin like Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. What about Motzei Shabbos? Rav Moshe writes that in America, people should wait until Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Rav Moshe writes. You should wait until Rabbeinu Tam. However, and you need to be someone like Rav Moshe to do such a thing, if you're going to tell people to paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and then do the following. He says, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, but I think we can readjust Rabbeinu Tam's times for where we live. So he writes, and if you'll see it in the source sheet here I gave you. We're running a little late, so I'm not going to read it inside now, but you really should if you have an opportunity to take a look at it. It's really interesting. He says, here in New York and New Jersey, he writes that he did calculations, and 50 minutes after Shkia, he thinks it's as dark as it was in Europe after 72 minutes. And therefore, he feels comfortable readjusting Rabbeinu Tam to 50 minutes. Now, I fact-checked him because, you know, fake news, where, you know, everything has to get fact-checked nowadays. So I fact-checked him, and I took two dates. One was January 1st, the other one was July 30th. I wanted to get middle of the winter and middle of the summer. And sure enough, in both times I checked, 72 minutes in Belarus, where Rav Moshe was from. Rav Moshe was originally from Belarus. He was from, he was a Rav there for a while before he came to America. So after 72 minutes, it was, the sun was 9.1 degrees below the horizon. And in New York, after 50 minutes, it was 9.2 degrees. So he was basically right on target. Both in the summer and in the winter, after 72 minutes, it was 9 degrees around, and the same thing in America after 50 minutes. So that's what Rav Moshe says. And he writes that at least in New York and New Jersey, he thinks 50 minutes. And he actually has a very fascinating way he does it. He says, we have to take this is going to be math for like 3 minutes, so bear with me if you're not so into math. I'm not so into math, but I'm going to try my best. He says that you take 50 minutes, and you superimpose that now over the 72-minute period, which Rabbeinu Tam had. So he said, if you think about it, we're talking about 4 mil, 72 minutes. And we've been talking about fourths. So how many fourths are there in 4 mil? There's 16. So he says, instead of dividing 72 by 16, we're going to divide 50 by 16, and we're going to get our 1/4 of a mil units. Those 1/4 of a mil units are 3.1 minutes each. He says, therefore, according to his new cheshbin, Bein HaShmashos, which is supposed to be 3/4 of a mil, is going to be around 9 minutes in New York, New Jersey. And Rabbeinu Tam then, therefore, is 41 minutes after Shkia is still day. You then have 9 minutes, and that gets you to your 50 minutes, and that's when night is. So that's what Rav Moshe writes. But he writes that B'nai Torah and Yorei Shemayim should still wait the full 72 minutes, K'minod Rabbeinu Tam. So that is why...
It's a kind of Shois Manias kind of thing where you...
Exactly. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is similar type of cheshbon. And therefore, most communities in America will usually look at the clock. It's around 50 minutes after Shkia is going to be... Now, I remember as a kid always counting 1 hour and 6 minutes after candlelighting. Now, candlelighting was 18 minutes before. So 1 hour and 6. So it's around 50 minutes we're talking about. 50 minutes after Shkia is when Shabbos goes out. But he writes, Rav Moshe, that in Europe, everyone should wait 72 minutes.
So what would Moshe say here in Eretz Yisrael?
So I don't know. He didn't write it. He didn't take...
But using that same mahalach, that same logic.
Well, yeah, I guess you would have to do the calculation to figure out, according to him, he apparently was comfortable with 9 degrees. I spoke to a Rav who's a Rav in Hartford. No, not in Hartford. In Edmonton, Canada, which is very north. And he was telling me that when he got to the community, the minhag had been to end Shabbos after 6 degrees. 6 degrees, the sun below the horizon, which he said already up there, that was, you know, 1 hour and something after Shkia. It was like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, because they're so far north. And he pushed them, when he became the Rav there, to go to 8 degrees, which is what we do in Eretz Yisrael, 8 degrees. Rav Moshe apparently felt that to be Mekayim Rabbeinu Tam, you got to get to 9.2 degrees, something around that. So it would be a little bit more than... It wouldn't be the full 72 minutes.
it would be a little bit more than what we wait right now in Eretz Yisrael if you go by the calendars. By the way, you should know that 24-minute cheshbon of the mil instead of the 18, that's where the 90 minutes comes from. Some people wait Rabbeinu Tam, they don't wait 72 minutes, they wait 90 minutes. That's because 4 mil at 24 minutes a mil is the 90. That's where that comes from. So
it means that this 72 minutes, it's not an across-the-board thing of 72 minutes.
That's what Rav Moshe felt. Rav Moshe felt that 72 minutes is not across the board and that it's really, you have to cheshbon it based on where you are and based on how dark it gets for 72 minutes, what Rabbeinu Tam was talking about in France. Okay, we're going to end shiur in a minute. I just want to begin. So what we're going to start talking about next week, and that is, what are the practical applications? Okay, well, obviously the most obvious practical application is, when does Shabbos begin and when does Shabbos end? But it ends up bringing some really fascinating questions regarding how much, let's say you don't really paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Are you ever able to use Rabbeinu Tam? And I'm going to give you three cases and we'll address the details of the case. Case number one, a woman has to do her hefsek tara. She has to do her bedikos, her hefsek tara. And she looks at the clock and she realizes she missed shkia. It's 2 minutes after shkia. So her husband, you know, just finished the chabura. And he says, oh, wait a second, Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we still have 58 minutes. So can we side with Rabbeinu Tam in order to allow a bedika after shkia? What about if a baby is born on Shabbos 5 minutes after shkia? When's the bris? If you learn like the Gaonim, it's already a suffik. If it's a suffik, we're not going to do the bris on Shabbos. So we'll do the bris on Sunday. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's only 5 minutes after shkia. There's still 53 minutes until day's over. So maybe you can do the bris. Let's say you're stuck in traffic.
Maybe you have to do the bris.
It's mano, right? It's the zman. What about if you're in the car, you're running late home from for Shabbos, and Waze tells you that you will get home 5 minutes after shkia? So can you say, listen, you know, if you think about it, there's a little bit of a specs fake here. This is Rabbeinu's. This is the Rav Moshe points this out, right? We're not paskening yet. There's a little bit of a spek sfeika, a double suffix. What's the double suffix? Well, on the one hand, maybe Rabbeinu Tam's right. And even if Rabbeinu Tam is not right, and the Gaonim are right, it's still Bein HaShmashos. Bein HaShmashos is itself a suffix. So you should have a double suffix here. Either Rabbeinu Tam's right, and even if the Gaonim are right, it's still suffix yom, suffix laila. So a lot of times when you have a spek sfeika, you let it go lakula with the spek sfeika. So you're stuck in traffic, it's 5 minutes. Waze tells you you'll get home 5 minutes after shkia. So maybe you can hold like Rabbeinu Tam in order to get home for Shabbos. Or Shalosh Shudas, right? Shabbos Shul is very important inyan to have Shalosh Shudas. You look at the clock, it's 5 minutes after shkia. So come on, can't I rely on Rabbeinu Tam from the kaim the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas? So we're going to need to deal with all these questions. Maybe the car will be different if you're in a taxi. Maybe you yourself driving is not okay, but a taxi, what's a taxi already? It's a dirabanan. I'm not doing the malacha. It's probably only a dirabanan. It's amir la'akum. These are all dirabanans. So maybe I can stay in the taxi. And I can stay in the taxi for 58 more minutes maybe until Bein HaShmashos. So we're going to need to address those issues and see how do the poskim, you know, how much do they allow Rabbeinu Tam's opinion to be used lahalacha? Obviously, it might be different if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam all the time. Then if you don't usually hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but you want to chop him for, to have Shal Shittas after Shkia. So Mirta Shem will talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the unique, we skipped, as you saw, Sif Aleph and Reish Samach Aleph. Sif Aleph are about the unique halachos of Bein HaShmashos. So we're going to talk about those as well. As you know, Bein HaShmashos, we read in Bamei Madlikin, all these things you can do, you can't do during Bein HaShmashos, Tom Ninas Achamin, the Erevin. So we're going to talk about what are those halachos, do any of those apply nowadays, and more. Okay, yasher koach to everyone. I wish we could all,
Shkayach.
Talk more face-to-face. I feel bad just coming in, giving the shiur and leaving, but